Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Roundup for today, Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. I am Marilyn Niles. In the headlines this evening, Prime Minister and Minister of Labour yet to respond to a 13-page damning report suggesting racketeering within the Division of Labour. A new capacity building project to provide support for Carry Forum EU EPA and Iran picks new UN envoy. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
To you by Belfast Estate Limited. Enjoy it, but don't abuse it.
Your style, your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Courts. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Courts today, where furniture is fashionable. Courts, bringing value home.
Welcome back to this evening's news. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and the new Minister of Labour, Raban Blackmore, have yet to respond to a 13-page report suggesting that some high-ranking government officials may be involved in the racketeering of visas and work permits in Dominica, especially for Haitian nationals. The scathing report has been written by Dominica's Labour Commissioner, Matthew LeBlanc, who has been the incumbent of that position for a number of years now. On the December 19, 2014, Prime Minister Skerrett visited the office of the commissioner with two other ministerial colleagues and advised that he had evidence which indicates the staff of the Division of Labour and Immigration were involved in what he described as racketeering of visas and requested a full investigation. In his report, Mr. Libar agrees and highlights that there are a number of issues within the department that need to be fixed as it relates to the processing of the visas and work permits. We now have a report from Matthias Pelletier.
My actions and decisions are continuously overturned, vetoed, reversed, overridden or revoked by ministers and permanent secretaries, and numerous complaints made by me was never inquired into or investigated. This has undermined my confidence and that of my staff and has left the division to be ridiculed, criticized, mocked and disregarded by members of the public. We are constantly being told by clients that our decisions have no merit and that we have no importance. Wow. Some would often say that they know where to go to get what they want. I'll repeat that line. Some clients, that is, would often say that I know where to go to get what I want. And truth is, they do get what they want. I do not believe that there is a genuine concern to treat seriously the current situation. Visa applications continue to be treated as a commodity, and persons refer to the fact that some getting and some not getting, and who should get and who should not get, as if to say that it's something that is being rationed out.
Matthias Pelletier there providing a report, an excerpt from the 13-page report. Q95 will, of course, continue to follow this matter as it progresses. The opposition leader, Lennox Linton, says his team is getting ready to join the Dominica Parliament when it convenes sometime in February. While not disclosing the actual date, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett early this week indicated that the first session of Parliament would convene in February. Six parliamentary representatives and four senators on the United Workers' Party side will be joining the Parliament for the majority of them. It will be the first time joining the decision-making body. Kennedy. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat program Wednesday, Linton, the man at the head of the United Workers' Party, says they are getting ready.
We're getting ready. We're getting ready. Parliament is about rules of engagement and so on. We're about open free debate and dealing with the nation's business, especially the legislative agenda of the government and the people of Dominica. And then we'll be going in there ready for that. We've been spending time getting familiar with the standing orders of the Parliament. We've been focusing on the standing committees of the Parliament and who will be representing the opposition United Workers Party, Team Dominica, on those standing committees of Parliament. I refer specifically to the Parliamentary Broadcast Committee, on which we have to put a member. We have to put two members on the Standing Orders Committee, two members on the Privileges Committee, and two members on the Public Accounts Committee. And we have made those selections, we've made those choices. We will disclose them when we get into the Parliament of Dominica.
Meanwhile, he says they will seek to advance their agenda for electoral reform, among others, through the Parliament of Dominica.
There are things that we want to pay attention to. As you know, our hot ticket item is electoral reform, and we will be seeking to advance our cause in that, and our agenda for electoral reform using the instrumentation of the Parliament of Dominica. We have concerns about the welfare of elderly citizens and young children in particular, people, welfare overall in general, that needs legislative attention, and we will be participating in discussions in the Parliament on that. We're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the whole question of lifting the economies of the villages around Dominica that have been suffering badly, especially with the demise of agriculture and so on, and the whole question of how we bring the engines of growth to a better place where they are serving the public interest and they are generating income for people to help lift them out of poverty and so on. We are passionate about that, and we'll be driving those agendas through the Parliament of Dominica. So,
opposition leader Lennox Linton. Dominica will make the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, its final court of appeal come February. This, according to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. He told state radio this week that there are some administrative matters which has to be taken into consideration. However, he expects that the court will come into full effect for Dominica in early February. Meanwhile, he says the OECS subgrouping is committed to the CCJ becoming their final court of appeal. He says the timetable originally discussed has been revisited.
We have to revisit the timetable which we discussed a couple of years ago in St. Lucia at an OECS authority meeting to get from heads their movement towards the courts. I know in St. Lucia's case, there has been a clear indication from the government that it intends to move to the recognition of the courts. I believe there was one issue of the interpretation of the section of the Constitution which gives the authority of the Parliament to move through the process. It is understanding that the provision is similar to Dominica's. There may have been some error during the formulation of the Constitution. And I believe the government of St. Lucia had asked for some kind of advice on the interpretation. So there's no need for a referendum in St. Lucia. You can go by the two-thirds majority in the Parliament. Grenada has indicated, of course, they're going through a constitutional reform, and they have indicated their intention of also recognizing the courts. As you know, St. Kitts is now focused on its elections, and I'm sure once the elections are over, the government in St. Kitts and Nevis would pursue the courts because they have the same provision as Dominica, and they had agreed to proceed for an earlier timetable. I intend to raise the matter at our meeting to get a sense from heads as to what is the new timetable they're looking at for the rest of the OECS to recognize the CCJ as our final court.
OECS Chairman and Dominica's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerritt. In more news this evening, the number of uninsured passenger-carrying buses operating on the streets of Dominica is a growing concern. According to the information reaching Q95 News recently, this is a growing problem as more persons turn to driving public transportation vehicles as a means of securing a livelihood. However, this is often done without the driver obtaining the appropriate insurance cover. Of even greater concern, according to a source, the instances of uninsured bus drivers is known to the police and the traffic division.
So I asked him if that was okay. He told the bus driver he could leave. So I asked him, is that okay, that all? He and the one in green suit with the little black baton, I guess he's an inspector, they both told me, what am I interested in? Am I interested in you getting your bag or interested in the bus driver haven't got any insurance or any license? So I couldn't do nothing. I started to go home. Then he asked me my name, and he called the police station, and he spoke to the same police that I spoke the day before. So I went back to the police station, and I spoke to that same policeman, and I told him what happened. He called traffic, and nobody would speak to him about the man that gave him the information the day before. So I left, and I put my head back inside the door, and I asked him if he mind giving me his name. He gave me his name, he wrote it down, and his number. So I left. On the 15th of January this year, I find myself in the Chronicle trying to give them my story, but it was hard going. Well, bus goers in Dominica, let's pray that we don't have that when you drive ride in the buses, you don't have an accident and all our body parts all over the road. Because what happens then? What happens to us? What happens to our family? I am a concerned Dominican. Have a safe, nice ride on the buses and have a nice day.
Attempts to obtain any comments or statements from the traffic division were futile at the time of this newscast. However, Q95 will continue to follow this matter. And tonight is expected to be a memorable night in the Calypso at the Stardom tent as organizers unveil the Man Himself trophy in tribute to the late Calypsonian Freddie Man Himself Mendez. Tent promoter Leroy Charles says a very interesting competition will take place before the trophy is handed down to the winner. According to Charles, the various radio commentators will have an opportunity to judge and determine the first ever Man Himself monarch.
Tonight, what we'll be having is we have divided the tent into three teams, and three of the headline sponsors, Team Digicel against Team Appleton against Team Kubuli, and we have divided those into three teams of seven, and each team will be led by a captain. The captains are Daddy Chess, Observer, and Caressa, and each team will have two opportunities to sing first. While the other two teams can send any member of their team, excluding the captain, to face the challenger. In other words, none of the other competitors on the other teams will know who they are going to go against until that particular moment when the captains and the teams decide. And that's how it's going to be tonight. So no competitor besides the captains will know who they will face. And now each team will be ushered and supported by their cheerleaders, the Kubuli girls, Digi girls, and Appleton girls. And the most important part is the audience will decide the winning team. So the audience will decide the winner in each round, and they will decide on the winning team. The second part of the night will be the captains going on head-to-head. And like we said, they are Daddy Chess, Caressa, and Observer. And they will be judged by the commentators. And we know that you guys have been critiquing the Calypsos, so you have an opportunity to judge the first ever Man Himself monarchy among the captains tonight.
And that was tent promoter Leroy Charles. And in more news this evening, key partners involved in a new capacity-building project to support effective implementation of the CARI Forum EU Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA, met in Georgetown, Guyana, on the 19th of January 2015 to chart a way forward. The project, valued at €3,099,915, is financed from the 10th European Development Fund, EDF, Caribbean Regional Indicative Programme, CRIP. In part, the project will provide support to CARI Forum states to implement commitments undertake with respect to the CARI Forum EPU EU EPA and will help build capacity in all states. The areas identified for capacity building at the basic, intermediate and tertiary levels are competition, public procurement and customs and trade facilitation. The project's overall objective is to support the beneficial integration of the CARIFORUM states into the world economy. The meeting of key partners on January 19th brought together representatives from the Caribbean Community CARICOM Secretariat, the Compañía de Comercio Exterior SL at the contractor, and the forum presented an opportunity for the exchange of views on key elements such as administrative requirements, governance matters, and the work plan, including priorities to shape stakeholder engagement in the short term. And Iran has selected a new envoy as ambassador to the United Nations in New York, 10 months after the U.S. rejected its first choice. The new candidate, Gomali Khushra, is a career diplomat who previously served as Iran's ambassador to the UN. Mr. Khushru, a moderate, is currently Iran's ambassador to Switzerland. In 2014, the US refused to grant a visa to Iran's UN nominee, Hamid Abutabi, for his supposed role in the Iran hostage crisis in 1979. Mr. Khushru was Iran's representative to the UN from 1989 to 1995 and served as Iran's deputy foreign minister from 2002 to 2005. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of the headlines. Making headlines this evening, the Prime Minister and the Minister of Labour yet to respond to a 13-page damning report suggesting racketeering within the Division of Labour. The new capacity building project to provide support for CARIFORUM EU EPA and Iran picks a new UN envoy. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. But if you missed any of our news packages, do log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.